Friends, up till now, a lot of things we have discussed about the project finance. Now, the submission of the document to the financer has already, process has already been completed. Now we have to understand how the financers are looking to assessment of your need. So, in this chapter, there are various types of loans you are asking for. So, most important is a working capital loan or working capital finance. So, in this chapter, we are going to discuss about more details, various formulas, various assumptions, various calculations that is required to be done and based on the document submitted. That we have to understand. So accordingly, if you are preparing everything, the similar manner financer will also prepare their projections or their assessment. And based on that, loan will be sanctioned to you or the company. So friends, let us understand this working capital finance in detail, because this is the beginning of the project where they require the finance to set up the company, and it will go long till the production it is started, and thereafter also it will go up to the break-even point from where the company will produce the product and it will start earning the profit. So our objective for discussion of working capital finance is about first, we have to understand in details what is the working capital, then working capital techniques to find the optimal level of the working capital, then something to learn about the method of analysis of the working capital, and then to provide the conceptual understanding about the fund flow analysis. Based on this, we will understand the what is working capital finance, how it is done by the various modes of such a trade credits. Different components are there in working capital, you know. For varieties, type of business you are running, for each and every activity there needs a finance. So what are those activities of the company where finance can be made available, and that is nothing but it may be trade credits, or it may be cash credit or bank overdraft, maybe working capital loan, or it may be purchase of the bill or discounting of the bills, then issue of the bank guarantee, issue of letter of credit, factoring of your bills or commercial papers, issue of commercial papers and intercorporate deposit also, that is commercial papers. These kind of things are our corporate deposits. These kind of things, you know, you are required to understand very, very intelligently, so as to come to the conclusion that yes, our proposal is fine, and the bank has, assuming that these are the activities that company has to do, they have financed this, finance is made available. So the arrangement of the working capital financing is forming a major part of your day-to-day activities as a finance manager. Because this expenditure, it is not a one-time expenditure or one-time availment of the loan. This is on recurring basis, on daily basis, you are incurring certain expenses. For that, finance is required. And that is called as working capital finance. It is very crucial activity to avail the finance for the working capital, because it requires continuous attention, because of the working capital is a money which keeps a day-to-day business operation smooth. And without the appropriate and the sufficient working capital finance, a firm may get into the trouble. That is why sufficient working capital need required to be financed by the financer. Working capital is also one of the most important component of the business. And this business cannot think of functioning without the sufficient working capital to meet their day-to-day needs. So, insufficient working capital amounts to a shortage of resources, whereas excessive working capital results into increased cost of the business and maybe chances of siphoning the fund to some other activities also. Thus, it is important to have the optimum quantum of the working capital to run the business. This means the working capital should neither be more nor be less than the amount which is actually required by the business. And that is a crucial task that finance manager has to do or operation manager has to do and ascertain what exactly the component he may require. Further, you must evaluate the return on the number of funds which are invested in the business in the form of working capital. Such a return should be at least equal to the return which is earned in the business, and in case it is invested, the funds in other revenues. Now, having this brief background, let us try to understand the definition of working capital. Working capital is nothing but, it is defined as the current assets over the current liabilities. Current assets over current liabilities. And it forms the part of your aggregate capital requirement for the business. Typically, the firm with an optimum level of working capital indicates the efficiency of managing the operations. This is further enables the firms to pay for its short-term dues and the day-to-day operational expenses. Therefore, working capital is a measure of the business liquidity position and the operational efficiency and the short-term financial soundness. Hence, working capital can be put into the equation like working capital is equal to current assets minus current liability, and the gap is your requirement. So let us have a look at what form the current assets and what form the current liabilities of the business in order to understand the above equation. Working capital refers to the current assets and the current liabilities. Strictly, it is not a part of the project finance, okay? Because the project is different, but this deals with the financing the fixed asset. That is why it is included in the project finance. But working capital has to be dealt with under project finance for two reasons. One, the margin money for the working capital has to be financed by the long-term source. And the second one is the industrial sickness establishes that many of the unit founders own the gogmine and inadequate working capital. So industrial sickness ties up the national resources and renders what the West project loan or as well as the equity of the promoter. Promoters have to make sure that the adequate working capital to reach the break-even point and the step up for the capacity of utilization availability. It is very much essential that such estimates are available and the resources are tied up for meeting the working capital requirement of the project. Net working capital is the difference between the current assets and the current liabilities and is a measure of the company's liquidity. A survey of the large companies shows that the almost 50% of the total assets, net assets I mean to say, of all the companies are devoted to the current assets. Okay, and the current liabilities constitute 59.1% to 60% of the liabilities. In case of the smaller components or smaller companies, almost 63% of the total net assets were devoted for the current assets. And in case of medium companies, 55% of the total assets were devoted to the current assets. In case of the large companies, 40% of the total assets were devoted to the current assets and current liabilities, which is consulted almost 40% of its total liabilities. Different types of working capital. Now, what are the types of working capital finance you required or company is required? And it is financed by the financer. Number one, there are various requirements, various types, scenarios where the capital is required or working capital or finance is required. First one is a trade credit. What is this trade credit means? The trade credit is simply a credit period which is extended by the creditor of the business, suppliers of the goods, on the long-term basis, if it is supplied, then that period is there. That period is called as a credit. And that is a long-term credit. Many times it is a short-term credit also. So the company who purchases it is required to be paid after long time or after short time. So depending upon that need, the finance is required to be made available. So the trade credit is extended, which is based on the credit worthiness of the firm, which is reflected by the earning records and liquidity position and the records of the payment. Just like other resources of the working capital financing, the trade credit also comes with the cost after the free credit period. Maybe it is 30 days, 40 days, 45 days, 90 days, like that free credit period is given. And at the end of that period, the buyer has to make the payment, or company has to make the payment who has purchased the goods. Normally, it is costly source of the means of the financing the business working capital. Another component is cash credit or bank overdraft. For the regular day-to-day operations, money is required, funds are required. Banks are sanctioning the cash credit limit or overdraft limit. Cash credit or bank overdraft limit is the most useful and appropriate type of working capital finance, which is extensively used by the small and the big firms or business. It is the facility which is offered by the commercial banks, where the borrower is sanctioned a particular amount which can be utilized for making a business payments. And the borrower has to make sure that it does not cross the sanctioned limit. The best part of it is that the interest is charged on extended money is used, and it is not the sanctioned amount. So amount utilized, interest will be charged on the amount utilized and not amount sanctioned. So as soon as, so which this motivates him to keep the depositing the amount as soon as the possible save with the interest cost. Without doubt, this is a cost-effective working capital finance. Working capital loans. Now, this loan may be short-term loan or maybe long-term loan. But working capital loans are always short-term loans. So working capital loans are the good as the term loan for which a short period. These loans may be repaid in installment or lump sum at the end. This can be sanctioned for the period not exceeding 12 months. And the borrower should take such a loan for financing the permanent working capital needs. The cost of the interest that would not allow you using the loans for temporary working capital. Then purchase and discount of the bills. This is another requirement by the company. There may be a sale and buy of the goods, and the bills are raised, invoices are raised by one company to another company. Now, for the business, it is another good service which is provided by the commercial bank for working capital finance. Every firm generates the bill in a normal course of the business while selling the goods, and it is drawn on the buyer. Okay, the seller who requires the money will approach to the bank along with that document or invoice, and he will ask for the loan. The bank then either purchases or discounts the bills. Purchases means if the goods are supplied and documents are submitted, as against the document if the payment is made, then in that case the finance which is made available by the bankers is called as a purchase. Whereas, little bit longer period, maybe 90 days, 180 days, like that, if the period or credit period is provided to the buyer by the supplier and company is also in need of the funds, in that case, the complete set of the document will be provided to the bankers, and when the finance is raised against that, it is called as a discount of the bill. On the date of maturity, that bill will be realized, and whatever the finance will be made available by the bankers, that will be getting liquidated or finished. Then bank guarantee. This is contingent liability. This is non-fund based liability, or it is also called as a contingent liability, but this amounting to the working capital finance. The bank guarantee is acquired by the buyer or the seller to reduce its risk of the loss and the opposite party due to the non-performance of agreed task, which may be repaying the money in providing the some services. the essence of the bank guarantee that it revokes by the banks or it revoked by the beneficiary. When beneficiary means the holder of that bank guarantee, he revokes. If the performance of the promise is not met by the issuer, that is the other party. So, non-compliance of or non-performance of the contract makes the buyer, makes the beneficiary to revoke or invoke that guarantee. Invoking means raising the claim on the bank who issued that guarantee, and the bank will pay to the beneficiary if the claim is perfect according to whatever stipulated in the guarantee document. Letter of credit. Similar to that of the bank guarantee, letter of credit is also a contingent liability which subsequently can be converted into constituent's liability. Okay, it is also known as non-fund based working capital like bank guarantee. So letter of credit is nothing but it is a bank guarantee. Letter of credit and bank guarantee has a very thin line of a difference. Bank guarantee is revoked, and the bank makes the payment to the holder in case of non-performance of the opposite party, whereas in case of letter of credit, the bank will pay to the opposite party as soon as the party performs as per the agreed terms. So the buyer would be buying the letter of credit, okay, means by request his banker to issue a letter of credit and send it to the seller, and once the seller sends a goods as per the agreed terms, the bank would pay the seller a correct amount and the money from the collect amount from the buyer. Factoring is another type of the facility. The factoring is an arrangement whereby the business sell all its selected account payable to the third party at the price which is lower than the realizable value of those accounts, and the third party here is known as a factor. Who provides the factoring services to the business? The factor would not only provide the financing by purchasing the accounts but also collects the amount from the debtors, and the factoring is of two types, with recourse and without recourse. That means when you are supplying the goods, rather than approaching to the bankers, you are approaching to the factors, that is third party, who purchase your receivables. Receivable in the sense down the due date, when your buyer will make the payment. But much before he makes the payment, the intermediary party to whom you are submitting the document as per the arrangement, he will make you the payment much in advance so that you need not go to the bankers. So your lines will not be blocked, credit lines will not be blocked. You can continue to do the business with the bankers. But over and above, because of your high turnover, the limit sanction or credit line sanctioned by the banks is insufficient. Then in such scenario, the factoring come into the existence. No doubt, keeping the higher margin, maybe 20 to 25% of the margin is kept on each and every document or supply made by you. And that much amount will be given to you. And on the due date, they take the responsibility of recovering or collecting the funds from the debtor, that is the buyer of the goods. This is a factoring arrangement. Of course, it fetches little bit higher charges, and there are chances of, in case of non-payment, they may come back to you for the recovery or they may not. It depends upon whether the arrangement is made with the factors with recourse or without recourse. With recourse means in case of non-payment by the buyer, the factor has a very right to approach to you, and whatever funds given to you can be recovered from you. In case of without recourse, there are no chance of coming back to you. With the full responsibility, they are taking to collect it from the ultimate buyers. ultimate buyers on the due date. And in case they fail and money is not come, in between factors, he will not come back to you for the recovery because of non-payment by the buyer. What he will say, he will absorb those losses. That is why this kind of things, this kind of facility is also available in the market, and that is called factoring. The credit risk of the non-payment of the debtor is borne by the business in case with the recourse, and it is borne by the factors in case of without rest. Some other sources of working capital financing used are the intercorporate deposits or the commercial paper or public deposits, etc. Now, what are those factors which determines the working capital? You know, what are the avenues of the working capital and who can finance that? Once you understood that, then you have to understand also what are those factors which determines the requirement of the working capital. One, nature and the size of the business. The working capital need of the business depends upon the great deal on its nature and its size. Let us consider various types of the business to understand how the nature of the business is impacting on its working capital requirement. When it comes to a trading firms, they require less amount of money to be invested in the fixed asset. However, a huge pool of the funds needed to be invested in the form of working capital. On the other hand, the retail stores must keep a large quantity of the inventory to meet the diversified and continuous need of its customer. Finally, the size and the business also impact the working capital needs of the business, and the firms with the large scale operations need more working capital as compared to the smaller firms. Nature of the business we have seen. Now we'll see what is the business cycle, how the funds are getting circulated or getting circulated into the business. So business cycle also has a significant impact on the working capital need of the business. During the boom phase, the business cycle, business typically tend to expand, thus the requiring additional working capital, requiring additional capital. These periods of the increased business activity requires the additional funds to meet the time lag between the collection and the sales. Okay, so you are also asked need to purchase the additional raw material and need to produce the additional goods for increased sales. The production cycle is also another element which determines the requirement of the working capital finance. The production cycle, also known as the operating cycle, and it is the time difference between the conversion of the raw material into finished product. Okay, and the business with the longer production cycle may require the higher amount of working capital requirement. So the operational activities are also determining the production cycle, and accordingly the requirement of the working capital is determined. Seasonal fluctuations. This is also another element. There are certain businesses that are seasonal in nature. This means there is a high demand for the goods during the specific period of the year. In such a cases, inventory of the raw material needs to be purchased during the specific period of the time, and this is done so that the goods are produced and are offered for the sale whenever they are needed. Operational efficiency also plays very vital and important role, because various business operations on the different operational efficiencies, because they are having the operational efficiency of the business depends upon the various factors, which include short production cycle that involves less time to convert raw material into finished product. Then achieving sale quickly. Whatever is produced has to be sold immediately into the market, and it is sold also. Then it requires the shorter cycle. Then the shorter debt collection period also, because immediately the debts will be collected. And thus the business with increased operation efficiency are required to invest a lesser amount of the funds into the working capital. On the contrary, the business that have the lesser operations efficiency that need more funds to be invested into the working capital. Now, working capital management. These factors we have seen. What are the factors affecting the working capital? These are the factors. Based on that, the requirement can be ascertained. Now, we will see working capital management techniques for finding the optimal level of working capital. Various formulas are there. This working capital management techniques, such as intersection of the carrying the cost and the shortage of the cost, working capital financing policy, cash budgeting, these are some of the elements for determining the level of working capital. So EOQ or JIT are the effective techniques which are mainly managing the different components of the current assets. So working capital management techniques are very effective tool in managing the working capital requirement and efficiency. The working capital is a difference. Working capital is the difference between the current assets and current liability of the business. So major focus on the current assets, because the current liabilities are arises due to the current assets only. Therefore, controlling the current assets can automatically be controlling the current liabilities. Now, the current assets includes inventories, sundry debtors or receivables, loans, advances, cash and the bank balances. All the working capital management techniques attempt to find an optimum level of working capital, because both excess and the shortage of the working capital involves the cost of the business. Therefore, excess working capital carries a carrying cost and the interest cost on capital which is lying unutilized. Therefore, whatever is required, only that much you can avail. Now, shortage of a working capital also carries the shortage cost, which includes the disturbances in manufacturing cycle or production plan, or it may lead to the loss in the revenue also. So finding the optimum level of working capital is the main goal of the winning situation for the business managers. There are certain techniques which are used for finding the optimum level of the working capital or the management of the different items of the working capital. So, working capital financing policy should be prepared by every organization, and this policy should be well defined. That is working capital financing policy. This policy, working capital, can be divided into two, that is permanent working capital requirement or temporary working capital requirement. The permanent working capital requirement is the level of working capital which is always required and it is to be maintained. Temporary working capital is a part of the working capital which keeps on fluctuating basis. Okay. Therefore, it is high in good season and low in the bad season also. So, there are two types of financing available. They are very long-term financing and the short-term financing. And there are three strategies are possible with respect to the financing of working capital. One, efficient financing of working capital reduces the carrying cost of the capital. There are three, whatever I mentioned, is long-term financing is used for both permanent and temporary working capital. Long-term financing is used for the permanent and some part of the temporary working capital. Remaining part of the temporary working capital is financed through the short-term financing as and when it is required. And third one is long-term financing is used for the permanent and the short-term financing for temporary working capital. These strategies should be chosen so as to match the maturity of the sources of the finance and with the maturity of the assets also. Both should be matched. Now, cash budgeting method. There are several methods, and how to arrive at the decision will determine by these methods. Now, first one is a cash budgeting method. What is this cash budgeting method? Cash budgeting method is an important technique for the working capital management, which helps keeping in optimum level of the cash in the business. So the cash budgeting, it involves the estimation of the requirement of the cash by estimating all forthcoming receipts and the payments. So receipts, receivable, payment, payables. For effective management, the balance is needed between both excess as well as the shortage of the cash, and it is because both ends are costly. Now, speeding up the collection, getting relaxed credit terms from creditors, and the reduce the cash requirement is also need to be studied while studying the cash budget. Thank you very much.